Hi, I'm Vivian Williams with headlines from the Mayo Clinic News Network. There are new findings in the search for better treatment for macular degeneration. That eye disease robs people of sight in the center of their fields of vision. Using mice, researchers at the University of North Carolina School of Medicine found that a class of drugs called MDM2 inhibitors were very good at regressing the abnormal blood vessels responsible for the vision loss associated with the disease. Right now, one of the best treatments is an eye injection every 4 to 8 weeks. The researchers say their hope is that MDM2 inhibitors would reduce the treatment burden on both patients and physicians. This research appears in the Journal of Clinical Investigation. And in other news, obese teenagers who lose weight are at risk of developing eating disorders such as anorexia nervosa and bulimia nervosa. In a recent pediatrics article, Mayo Clinic researchers say eating disorders among these patients are also not being adequately detected because the weight loss is seen as positive by providers and family members. Here's eating disorders expert Dr. Leslie Sim.
When kids start out and they're obese and they're being told to lose weight and they really start a diet and really are successful at losing weight, everyone sees it as a great thing. Wonderful, you're doing the right thing, you're making healthy choices. But we don't really know if they're making healthy choices. Just because they're losing weight, it really doesn't say that they're doing anything healthy. They may be skipping meals, they may be vomiting, they may be taking diet pills, they may be not eating all day. And if we catch it early, we can help that teenager make a full recovery.
And now here's some really good news. Americans are living longer and healthier lives. Researchers at the University of Massachusetts Medical School report that thanks to medical advances, better treatments, and new drugs not available a generation ago, the average American born today can expect to live 3.8 years longer than a person born 2 decades ago. Researchers have looked at how long people lived before, but they haven't figured out if longer lives mean healthier lives. Well, in a first-of-a-kind study, they found that the average 25-year-old American today can look forward to 2.4 more years of a healthy life than 20 years ago, while a 65-year-old today has gained about 1.7 years. They say Americans, for example, are reporting fewer symptoms of disease and have more energy. They say being able to measure how healthy people are helps to measure the impact of health care on the population. This paper is published in the American Journal of Public Health. And that's a look at headlines from the Mayo Clinic News Network. I'm Vivian Williams.